Safety First Shortcuts – Knowledge for your digital everyday life. In a nutshell, our new miniseries will provide you with a digital know-how in compact form, every Tuesday for the next few weeks. Experts from TÜV Süd and the Google Safety Engineering Center will explain and give helpful advice. My name is Schleen Golmitzer. Today we will talk about protecting users from COVID-19 online security risks. With Jonathan Skelker from Google Safety Engineering Center and Moritz Wappner, TÜV Süd. Which online security risks do users face due to COVID-19? Jonathan, what do you think?
Well, the underlying challenge is just actually an amplification of the existing challenges we have. So the online world has a different set of security rules and a different set of paradigms, which unfortunately many of our users aren't as familiar with as they are with their kind of day-to-day physical world security. And things like COVID just have a multiplying effect. Miscommunication, fear, confusion going on, which provides new opportunities for bad actors, malicious actors, to try and take advantage of people online.
Moritz, what's your take on this?
So from my point of view, like crisis like COVID-19 and such fears offers the best chance for attackers because they can play with people's emotions. And for example, through fear, attackers try to gain an advantage out of it. And therefore, they try to steal, for example, sensitive information. Especially when looking at COVID-19, it's a worldwide phenomenon. It affects every human. It affects every company. If you look at the situation for home office, for example. And this offers a large attack surface, and this could be exploited in different ways. And there are certain examples how it is exploited. For example, the COVID-19 phishing emails, which pretend to be from the World Health Organization, or information from the HR department, which pretend to give you some guidelines. And I think that there the biggest problem is that in most cases that the people are driven by their emotions. And this, yeah, I think this is a possible attack surface, and they do not think about any attack when it comes to information about COVID-19. And I think that's the biggest problem.
Jonathan, can you tell us who is affected by this issue?
Well, it's everyone, and that's the thing. So in the past, online activity hopefully hasn't been, you know, our majority activity. We've had lives, we've families, we get out, we do things, we socialize, we do many things other than be online. Lockdown scenarios, quarantine scenarios have forced people inside, often in isolation. And so everybody is coming online. People just are doing things online which they weren't doing before. So far more people are coming online, whether it's our grandparents or our parents, our children who are doing remote learning now as well, the schools. So absolutely everybody's affected some way or another now.
How does Google address these challenges?
In terms of just responding to COVID, it meant really putting our systems onto top speed. Get out there, analyzing the phishing attacks, the fraudulent domains, classifying that information so we can block it or warn people against it. And we kind of went into overdrive on many of our different platforms. I can't remember the numbers exactly, but I think we're seeing something like 240 million emails a day, which are fraudulent COVID-based messages. So people trying to take advantage of the COVID situation. That's an enormous number. It's an enormous increase in the amount of spam or malicious email we normally see. So it's just putting things into this hyperdrive mode to actually keep everyone safe, all our existing systems. In terms of what that means for the end user, it doesn't hopefully make much difference to them because all these protections are automatic and built in the products they use day to day, whether it's their inbox in Gmail. So we're filtering out 99.9% of malicious email up front. It never actually gets into your inbox. So we're continuing to keep up with that, make sure that we're coping with the new volumes, whether it's the sites you're browsing. We obviously index the internet as part of what we do as a search engine, and that gives us the opportunity also to find malicious sites. And we actually provide this as a service for the other browsers as well. We will block or provide very strongly worded warnings before users try to access a malicious site. So those things are just continuing, like I said, at full speed.
Moritz, what does TÜV Süd recommend to its partners and customers who want to stay safe?
In this times with COVID-19, especially when it comes to targeted attacks on people, We think that continuous training and learning of attack methods is essential. So that people need to have a certain level of knowledge how to deal with those COVID-19 phishing attacks, for example. So to protect the company or protect yourself, that no sensitive data is going out. So for us, the main goal is to develop kind of a human shield, or we call it human firewall, to strengthen the resilience against cyber attacks, any kind of cyber attacks. It doesn't always belong to COVID-19, but that they have the possibility or the tools to detect such phishing campaigns or phishing attacks, for example. And the threat landscape is changing that quickly, and the events are changing that quickly. So attackers use the different situations, and they do these attacks more targeted on people. And if you're not trained, and there's a huge possibility that you will not even recognize that this is an attack. So you need a certain education, and people need to adapt to those situations. And therefore, you need, for example, specific training methods. So from my point of view, it's not useful to use always the same training methods. So you need to do, for example, interactive trainings. You need to do, for example, phishing campaigns internally in your company so that the people get a certain kind of awareness and they know how to deal with it. And for example, for phishing campaigns, you could use different scenarios. You can use click on links scenarios or open attachments and stuff like that. And you need to make it more interactive so that people can take away a certain learning.
Jonathan, Moritz, can you tell us what is for you the main takeaway here?
Well, I think for Google users, the one place they should always start is our security checkup tools. We have a tool in the Google account webpage is called Security Checkup, which does provides an overview of how well configured your account is to remain secure. That includes the strength of your password, also whether you have any known breaches. We have a new tool we actually quite recently released called Password Checkup, which actually informs users if any of their passwords have been breached in any of the known breaches, or if they're reusing passwords. So that's integrated in it. So starting with Security Checkup, you'll see information around the security of your passwords, your credentials, and so on and so forth, but also how well set up your account is to be resilient against attackers. We ask users to provide more than one form of authentication so that if we do suspect something might be wrong, we have the opportunity to issue another challenge to ask you to prove it to you in another way. Security Checkup will also point you to configure those additional forms of authentication, and also give you insights into the different devices that are connected to your account and the different things going on in your account, so you can have a very quick and easy way to have a look and just reassure yourself that everything's okay.
Yeah, for me, it's like that we say continuous education is crucial to protect yourself or your company against those attacks. And people must be given the tools to independently detect and prevent possible attacks. So there's a famous quote which says, only amateurs attack machines, professionals target people. And in this case, when looking at COVID-19, it's definitely the case. So they try to attack the human, and they try to attack the emotions of a human, which automatically comes out if they, for example, have the fear that their health is kind of in a fear, and that's how the attackers deal with those situations. They target those attacks directly to people. They address their fears, and there they try to get out this sensitive information. And therefore, I think, continuous education is crucial.
Thank you both, and thanks for listening. That was an episode of Safety First Shortcuts, knowledge for your digital everyday life. You can listen to our episodes on many different podcast platforms, podcatchers, and at tufzut.com/podcast. Until next time.